You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. The menstrual cycle is a complex mix of hormone changes, physical and mental shifts that reflects a person's overall health status. It can be thought of as a fifth vital sign, along with blood pressure, body temperature, heart rate, and respiratory rate. Menstrual irregularities can indicate hormonal imbalances, gynecological diseases, or perhaps infection. Stress, changes in weight or diet, certain medications, and other lifestyle factors can cause temporary changes in the menstrual cycle. Did you know that despite the fact that 50% of the world's population experience menstruation, it was only in 2021 that an official definition of menstrual health was agreed upon. Recently published, menstrual health has been defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity in relation to the menstrual cycle. The definition also emphasises that whilst the majority of those who experience a menstrual cycle are women and girls, menstrual health is essential for all those who experience a menstrual cycle, regardless of their gender identity and the context in which they live. Missed periods, heavy periods, painful periods, or no periods at all are all events that mean your body is saying, "Hello, I need some help here." So, we need to learn how to speak the language of menstrual health. During the time we spend together over the coming episodes, you are going to start to learn about this, and you will have gone through probably two cycles. So take the opportunity right now to start mapping your menstrual health and learn along the way and how you can optimize your windows of strength and smooth those zones of vulnerability. The hormones that drive your period are sensitive to what's going on elsewhere in your body all cycle long. In fact, the real hormonal magic really happens during the parts you can't see. The way I like to refer to it is beyond the bleed. Identifying the best way to support your menstrual health starts with collecting information on yourself. In the lesson notes, there's a simple printable sheet you can use, or perhaps you would like to design your own. You could use a digital tracking system like an app, but whichever way you choose, it needs to be intuitive and habit-forming. So you must pick a way that suits you best. I was never really a journaling kind of person, but what I did find easy to do was grab my mobile phone and use the Notes app. I found that super simple. And then, of course, in due course, I will show you how to use this information you are recording. But do get started now, because it may take a couple of cycles to build a clear picture, as some of the things will be retrospective.